Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 7th of March, and right now it's cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then chance of a rain in the afternoon. Temperatures would be ranging from low 26 to high 30 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 35. It's supposed to be breezy with easterly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 50%. For later on, they predict partly cloudy with easterly winds again at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 84 and it will drop on 70% by noon. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 26%. On Monday, 11th of March at 4 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion International Zone, the community is invited by the Resident Assembly Service for a second information general meeting for the Resident Assembly decision-making process regarding Auroville as UNESCO World Heritage Site. Resident Assembly Service have invited Aurovillians who have researched this topic from various perspectives to share their knowledge with us. They're asking us to come, listen, ask and discuss, and only then we can make an informed choice as a community. And the actual decision-making process will start on Friday, 15th of March, and end on 29th of March. Today at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, you can listen to more poetry and music with Gordon playing Carnatic flute and Sharadavan reading poems by different authors. And on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Harini Bala is offering to the community Bharatnatyam dance performance. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, the Auroville Theatre Group presents Prelude by Our Theatre from Bangalore, produced by Divya Nagaraj and Basil Milton, and performed by Vivek Vijayakumaran, an original score by Ayush Gupta. And the whole play was written and directed by Chanakya Vyas. On the occasion of World Women's Day, which is tomorrow, 8th of March, the Auroville Health Centre is offering all women a test for hemoglobin, ECG and a pap smear, but they're offering this service tomorrow and also on Saturday 8 and March 9 between 10 to 12 a.m. The hemoglobin test is free of charge. The ECG and pap smear are for the above 40s and charges applicable. From 9th of March until 21st of March at Pitanga will be held an Aikido workshop conducted by André Palmieri, a fifth dan Makoto Dojo from Marseille in France and its student of Tamura Sensei. Morning classes will conduct on Saturday at 6:30 to 8 a.m. for adults and registered children, and on Sunday between 9:30 to 11 a.m. again for adults and registered children. And evening classes will be on Tuesday and Thursday between 7:15 to 8:45 p.m. They're asking us to be there 10 minutes before the class, wear long loose pants and t-shirt with sleeves or your martial art outfits. Beginners are welcome. Only you have to know the children classes are full. But please register with Pitanga Hall reception or contact Surya on 9655485487. Within steps ahead, Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with other working groups, invites us on Wednesday, March of 13, between 10 to 12 and between 2 to 4 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion International Zone to the last parts of the steps ahead. This interactive session was originally announced for the 26th of February as part of the Steps Ahead events during the birthday week. So we are invited to this interactive session where the International Zone wants to move ahead and invites everyone to see together our next steps. On Thursday, 14th of March at 5 p.m. at Town Hall Conference Room, for Matrey Phase 3 team, Sonali, Dhanapal, Min and Joseba would like to invite all of us to the presentation of a new housing project in the Sector 2 of Residential Zone in Auroville. After the completion of Phase 1 of Maitreya, they continue their efforts to make more cost-effective houses. They are ready to start a new housing project, Maitreya Phase 3, with 20 flats for singles, couples and families starting from 13 lakhs. There is also provision for modular office spaces. In this phase, they will incorporate a new and innovative building technology called light steel frame for the structures. This technology is known for the faster construction and it is cost effectiveness. In addition, the project is exploring other ways to reduce the environmental impact whilst keeping the cost of construction and the time taken for completion under control. Further details, of course, during the presentation. On this Sunday, 10th of March, within Sunday Farm Walks, we can visit Udumbu with Heis and Jessamine at 4 p.m. Udumbu is a 9-acre forest with cashew top and orchard where they grow vegetables. There are two families looking after the land, growing tropical dry evergreen species and food. And they're trying to find ways of combining forestry and food production using local edible creepers and tubers. For information, you can call 915-980-1981. On Wednesday, 13th of March at Visitor Center, we are invited to an Argentino tango performance with Latin dinner 7 p.m. before the performance, which will occur at 8 p.m. And they will present two of Europe's leading tango couples, Pino Trozzola and Caterina Inglese, and Fernando Jorge and Alexander Baldac. The Orville Holy Tango Festival will take place between 14th to 17th of March, which would be 4 days of intensive tango classes with 8 international teachers. A milonga, tango ball, will wrap up each evening at Sauchu. The event will be attended by around 90 dancers from Auroville, the surrounding area, cities across India and Europe. And it is a moment of study, of deepening of tango. For additional information, you can contact them at tango@auroville.org or on 98436-00514. The Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Argo, directed by Ben Affleck, and it was made in USA in 2012. And at the Echo Film Club in Sodana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Samsara, directed by Ron Frickel. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish drama, The Contestant, which was made in Spain in 2007 by director Rodrigo Cortez. And on Saturday, they will screen an international drama adventure, Life of Pi, which was made in USA in 2012 by director Ang Lee. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., children's animation adventure fantasy, Princess Mononoke, made in Japan in 1997 by director Hayao Miyazaki. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we can see comedy mystery Charade, which was made in USA in 1963 by director Stanley Donen. As we progress and purify ourselves of our egoism, our friendship with the Divine becomes more and more clear and conscious, wrote the Mother. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on ourradio.org.